Hello, this is Annapurna from the word elephant. It is the month of July. It must be raining hard even at your place. Now this is the time you crave for something nice, hot and delicious. A bowl full of soup? Even better, a bowl full of fragrant payasam? Yum! This reminds me of a story of Lord Ganesha craving for a bowl full of hot payasam one day, maybe one of these kind of rainy cold days when he was roaming the earth looking for adventure. Anyway, on that particular day, Ganesha walked around and he thought aloud, "Oh, I could slurp my way through a nice piping hot bowl of payasam," he thought. He could always chant a magic mantra and get his bowl full. But Ganesha had a twinkle in his eye. He had a different plan altogether, it seems. Suddenly, quickly, he transformed himself into a small boy, not more than 7 or 8. With wide hungry eyes, tattered torn clothes, and old torn footwear. And he started walking towards the nearby town. He had a small spoonful amount of jaggery, the same amount of rice, and a small leaf cup with some bit of milk in his palm. Okay, so he held that in one hand and walked the nearest house he could find. Now, this was a big house, a mansion actually. Fresh coat of paint, nice balconies, beautiful flowers. Oh, it looked really nice. He knocked hard on the door. Tap, tap, tap. Soon, a woman opened the door and looked out with a nice, bright, smiling face. She looked around, she looked up, she looked down, and then she saw this little tiny scrawny boy and she made a face. The boy said, "Hello, can you please use this and make me some payasam?" The lady's frown turned deeper and her eyes now flashed with anger and she said, "How dare you ask me to make kheer for you? You dirty scamp, go away." The poor boy shuddered in the cold. It was also raining and then he went away looking for another house, another door to knock. "Can someone make me some payasam? I am one hungry boy. Have some jaggery milk and rice for slurpy payasam hot and nice. Slurpy payasam hot and nice. Give me slurpy payasam hot and nice." But every door he knocked, he got the same response. Men or women who opened the doors yelled at him, threatened him, and got angry with him and sent him packing, shutting the door loudly behind him. Poor, poor little Ganesha. What was he looking for? After many such houses, Ganesha found a little hut. Small, broken, and old. Went there and he knocked. Tuck, tuck, tuck. An old woman opened the door. "Yes," she said, smiling down at the little boy.
"Grandma,"
he said,
"I'm hungry. Can you make me some payasam?"
The old lady asked him to come in. "Come, come. Come inside," she said. "It's drizzling outside. Wipe yourself first." The boy outstretched his hand and she saw a clump of rice, jaggery, and a small leaf cup of milk.
he asked again. Grandma, can we make some payasam for me using this?
The old woman laughed. Such an innocent boy. What he had, that tiny quantity, would hardly make some very little payasam. But she decided to humor him. So she went into the kitchen and she got a tiny pot and she said, put the ingredients into this.
Grandma, such a small pot. Go get a bigger pot, the boy said.
The old lady laughed. This is enough for the ingredients you have, my boy.
And I don't have any milk, jaggery or rice in the house, she said sadly.
No, no, Grandma. Please, put this in a bigger pot. Please, said the little boy. The old lady smiled at the innocence of this little fellow. He thinks that these little spoonfuls of ingredients will make a lot of payasam. How sweet. Let me not disappoint him and put it in a big pot, she thought. So she took a big pot, put all the ingredients, the tiny, whiny, teeny, weeny bit of ingredients, and she put it on the stove and she let it bubble. The little boy said, Grandma, I will quickly take a walk and be back. The old woman asked him to hurry and be back quickly because she wondered this much of ingredients, the payasam will be ready very soon. She also wondered how disappointed the poor boy would be on coming back to seeing such little payasam. As the pot bubbled and bubbled, she suddenly realized that the quantity of payasam was increasing. It became quarter of the pot, then slowly half the pot, then 3/4, and soon it seemed that it would bubble out of the pot. She couldn't believe her eyes. Am I imagining this? She thought. But no, the pot bubbled and soon it was full of payasam. She quickly ladled some out into a bowl to taste. She said Lord Ganesha's name and thanked him and started eating. The payasam was incredibly tasty. Oh, it was perfectly flavored and probably the best payasam she had ever eaten. She decided to have another bowl. She again chanted Lord Ganesha's name and ate up the second bowl. Now she was looking out of the window for the boy and she wanted him to come and she was so excited to serve him because there was so much payasam. Soon the little boy came in smiling. The old woman said, where were you? Hurry, the payasam is ready. You sit down and you can have your fill. She smiled. The boy said, Grandma, that's enough. I've already had 2 bowlfuls and I'm feeling full. It was delicious. The old woman was confused. 2 bowls? When? I just made this and tasted it myself. I ate 2 bowls actually, she said. The boy smiled. And suddenly, a bright light filled the room. The old woman had to close her eyes as it got too bright for her. As she slowly adjusted her sight and opened her eyes to see what was happening, she saw that the little boy had vanished and standing there in front of her with a naughty smile was Lord Ganesha himself. She was scared, she was nervous, she was happy, she was thrilled as Lord Ganesha said, I tasted the payasam through you. You invoked my name and it felt like I was eating it, he said happily. He blessed the woman and told her how happy he was and then disappeared just the way he had appeared. The old woman realized that her limping leg was now miraculously all right.
and her poor eyesight problem was solved. She could now see clearly. And with her new vision, she saw that pot of gold and jewels lying in the middle of her house now. Lord Ganesha had blessed her with both health and wealth. Soon the townspeople heard of this story and, you know, they went running looking around for this boy so they could also make payasam for him. But they never ever saw the little boy again. And Lord Ganesha sat humming in the heavens above. Can someone make me some payasam? I am one hungry boy. I have some jaggery milk and rice for slurpy payasam hot and nice. Slurpy payasam hot and nice.